Tuesday, my kids and I watch a movie. So I had a time with my children. So it's good for parents here. You be sure that you spend time with your children and, of course, with your spouse as well, because we all know that time is short. So it's good for us to always have time with our family. And we watched the movie Jumanji. Who among you already watched Jumanji? So there's a couple of you already watched movie. I will tell you the story of Jumanji right now. That's what we will discuss this morning. No, what I'm going to tell you is what I learned from the movie Jumanji. I will not tell you the story of Jumanji, but what I learned from this movie as we watch this movie. What I learned is that when you are in panic mode, especially when you meet when you face challenges in life, when you are in panic mode, the tendency is you will do the wrong things in life. Instead of doing the right things, once you panic, you will do the wrong things in life. And in the movie, they tend to waste their lives because they're inside a video game. So they have three lives. And what they did first is that they just wasted their life. And when they realized that they only have one life left, then that's the only time that they just start to focus on things. They start to work together as a team. So somehow the movie also reflects life when it comes to trials, that when we face challenges, either we panic or we get paralyzed. Okay? When we face various kinds of trials, sometimes we panic or sometimes we just get paralyzed. So meaning we freeze. We don't know what to do. And I believe somehow, ganyan po tayo. And my personality, I want to solve problems immediately. So that's why I panic, and then the end result is that I do the wrong things in life. When I face various kinds of trials, I do the wrong things because I panic. And what about you? What are you doing? When you face various kinds of trials, whatever it is, what do you do? Do you panic or do you get paralyzed? So my prayer is that we will heed to what the Word of God is saying to us. That when we face various kinds of trials, the Bible says we need to pray for wisdom. We need to pause. Okay? We need to pause and pray for wisdom. We need to pray to become wise in our situation. We need to pray for guidance, for the leading of God, because our God, He is our generous God who will richly provide us wisdom. And that is the good news for us. I know this is just the start of the year, but definitely, my dear brothers and sisters, we will face various kinds of trials. So the good news is we can ask for wisdom from the Lord so that we will get to know what to do in life. We will not get panicked, we will not be paralyzed, but rather we will know what to do when we face various kinds of trials. So may I invite all of you to please stand and open your Bibles to James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. The Word of God says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father, once again, we ask you this morning to give us the wisdom, Lord God, that we need in life. Lord, as we learn that we need to ask wisdom, so Father, I pray later on as we apply this in our lives, when we ask for wisdom, Lord, help us to ask it in faith because of who you are. You are our generous God who will richly provide us wisdom, who will guide us, who will lead us, Lord God, on what to do when we face various kinds of trials. So Father, I pray, would you open our minds and our hearts to see the truth of your word. And help us to be encouraged, Lord God, that once we face trials, we will pause and we will just pray for wisdom. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Again, the lesson for us is pray to be wise. Pray for wisdom when you face various kinds of trials. But first, please be reminded that on January 27, we will be having Man Up Conference. So take note of the date. Mark your calendars. January 27, that's a Saturday. We have a one-day conference here in GCF Nuvali. And we have a very good speaker by the name Pastor Jason Tan, who is also the author of the book Man Up. So let's take this wonderful opportunity to be equipped, because that is my main responsibility as a pastor, is to equip you for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the saints. So aside from our preaching here Sunday after Sunday, we will have conferences or trainings. So let's take this opportunity for us to be equipped. Now, last week, we discussed about triumph through trials. We have seen from Scripture that there is triumph through trials, but what we need to do is that we must change our perspective when it comes to trials, and we must constantly persevere during trials, and we must call to our mind the purpose of trials, and that is for our perfectness. And perfectness, as we define it, it means our maturity, or it builds our character. So every trials in life, therefore, it's our friends. So trials are friends, not food, diba? Trials are friends, not our enemies, because there is triumph through trials. Today, another thing that we can learn, aside from counting it all joy when we face various kinds of trials, we will learn that we need to pray for wisdom. But what is the manner of prayer? We need to pray with confidence. Because the Bible says we should pray, we should not doubt God. Because He is our generous God who will richly provide us wisdom. Once we ask Him for wisdom on what we need to do when we face trials, then definitely He will provide. He will provide us wisdom. So let's move to our passage. In verse 5, it says, when you face trials, what do we need to do? We must pray for wisdom. It says there, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. The context of our passage, we are still on trials. When you face different kinds of trials, remember colors, many colored trials. So different kinds of trials. The first thing is we need to count it all joy when we face trials. Now, we must pray. We must pray for wisdom. When you face storms in life, challenges in life, whatever you call it, you must pray for wisdom. Take note, the sentence starts with the word, if. Okay? So it's a conditional phrase, but other scholars like A.T. Robertson see this in Greek. It's a first, we call it first-class condition. And in the first-class condition in Greek, you can translate that word, or you can replace that if with the word since. So since you lack wisdom, you must ask God. That's how we can translate that verse. But I do believe, but because many translations translated it as if, a conditional statement, whether you believe that you have wisdom or you don't have, the good thing is that we should humble ourselves before God, because the truth is, my dear friend, even if you believe that you have all the wisdom in this world, the truth is we lack wisdom. We lack wisdom in life. So it is good to always humble ourselves before God and ask for wisdom. The very reason why we succumb, why we give in to the pressures in life when we face trials, is because of our pride. Because we thought that we can solve problems on our own. So the tendency is we give in to the pressures of life. The result is we got stressed. Sino ba dito ang mga stressed out na sa buhay? Eh, kasalanan din natin yun. Because of pride. Because we thought that we can solve the problems on our own. But the Bible is clear, we lack wisdom. Because the word lack there, it means deficiency or shortcoming. Deficiency in our household, or you always hear this when it comes to our government, we call it, we tend to say budget deficit. Pag budget deficit, kulang na. Yun tayo, wisdom deficit. Yun naman tayo. We are wisdom deficit. So definitely, we lack wisdom, we need God. We should not do it our way, but it should be God's way. I know you are all familiar with the song My Way by Frank Sinatra, and actually it was written by Paul Anka. Kaya lang hindi ko na po inabot yan, nabasa ko lang, kaya ko alam. Okay, baka sa'yo, alam na alam ni Pastor, hindi ko po inabot yan, okay? Now, it's just quite interesting for me because Nancy Sinatra, daughter of Frank Sinatra, when she was interviewed, this is what she said, this is what she revealed with that song, My Way. She said, neither of us, meaning her and her father, neither of us liked it. And even the singer himself didn't like My Way. Why? Because we didn't like the lines, I did what I had to do. And they saw it without exemption, and that's so ridiculous, said Nancy Sinatra. But, she said, he understood that people love it and it was expected of him, so he just continued to sing the song for people. But they don't like the song, My Way. The daughter and the singer himself, they did not like My Way, so it's true for us in life. We should not do it my way or our way. It should be God's way. When we are in trial, it should be God's way. Why? Because we are wisdom deficit, so therefore we should pray to be wise. We should pray for wisdom. The word wisdom there, it means in the original language, it means the capacity to understand, and not only the capacity to understand, but to act or to function accordingly. So wisdom, it is not merely understanding of what is happening in our lives when we face various kinds of trials, but wisdom also is you act accordingly when you face various kinds of trials. Warren Wiersbe, this is what he said on this note. Someone has said that knowledge is the ability to take things apart, while wisdom is the ability to put them together. So wisdom is the right use of knowledge. Let me repeat that. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. So if you just know what to do and you do not act on it, that is not wisdom. But if you know what to do and you act on it, that is wisdom. That is what James is telling to his audience, and this is what the Word of God is telling to us right now. We need to ask for wisdom. We need to ask for wisdom. And to ask for wisdom, because the Bible says, ask. Let him ask God. The word ask there, it is not just to beg or to plead. But we need to beg, we need to plead with in our minds that we know that God will answer our prayers. We should not doubt. When we ask, Lord, give me wisdom in this situation, we should not doubt God. That is what the word ask there. Pray, to plead, to beg. And prayer is a common theme in the book of James. Because he also said in James chapter 4, it says, you do not have because you do not ask, because you do not pray. In chapter 5, he mentioned prayer when it comes to suffering, when it comes to sickness, and even when it comes to sin. He said, pray for one another. So this is a common theme here in the book of James. That's why Dr. John MacArthur, he said, God intends that trials will drive believers to greater dependency on Him. That's the purpose of trial. Because God wants us to be dependent on Him. By showing them their own inadequacy, we are wisdom deficit. God has wisdom in abundance available for those who seek it. Because we lack wisdom, therefore we should ask for wisdom. So when you are facing various kinds of trials, what do we need to do? Pray for wisdom. Pray to be wise. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, this is not only true to the original recipient of James, but this is also true for us. Again, here's our lesson. Pray to be wise. Pray for wisdom. Maybe you are here today as a breadwinner of your family and you are in a situation that you no longer know what to do in the future because The issue is your job security. Or perhaps as parents, we all know that by next week, there will be a new tax law. Alam nyo ba yon? And everything will go high and you don't know if paano pa pagkakasyahin yung budget. As a parent, you are thinking of tuition fees for your children. As a single parent, you are thinking of the future. You don't know. You like to give up right now. Or for students, you are wondering if you can finish your paper, your thesis. For businessmen, you are thinking if you can still sustain your business. Maybe you are struggling right now. And this is your trial. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, pray for wisdom. Pray to be wise. Because as what Vernon McGee said, wisdom is the exercise and practical use of knowledge. Now, speaking of Vernon McGee, he once told a story about him and his friend who has a PhD. You know what PhD means? What is PhD? PhD is permanent head damage. PhD. Okay, no, it's Doctor of Philosophy. So his friend has this degree, Doctor of Philosophy. So when they had golf together, and then it rained, you know what? The one who was a doctor in philosophy asked McGee, he said, "What are we going to do?" So in his mind, this friend of mine, he has a doctor of philosophy, and yet when it rains, he does not know what to do. He said, "You know what to do? Let's run and let's get out of the rain. Let's find shelter." That's wisdom. You need to know what to do in a situation. No matter whether you have a PhD or none, we should ask God for wisdom. Because even those who have higher education, it shows that they lack wisdom in life. Because all of these things, what we study, it's just a theory when we don't apply it in our lives. It will just remain a theory. It will become wisdom once we apply it. What we know, we apply it. That's why when it comes to the Word of God, we say, truth does not change lives, but truth applied change lives. Wisdom. Pray for wisdom. So when we pray, when we say, pray for wisdom, pray to be wise, what are we going to do? Okay, here's our application when we pray to be wise. First, you should worship God. Because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the word fear, it means to revere Him, to worship Him. So when we pray, it means we worship Him first. No matter what is happening in our lives, we should worship Him. Again, because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, as we worship Him, the second thing is that we need to inquire for God's wisdom. Because the Bible says, ask for wisdom. Ask God. In Proverbs chapter 3, it says there, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Ask for wisdom. Inquire for God's wisdom. And as we are praying, as we are worshiping God, as we are inquiring for God's wisdom, we need to seek God's word. Because definitely He will answer us through His word. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that you will never, ever, ever go wrong with the word of God. Continue to immerse yourself in the word of God because God will give you insight. God will definitely give you principles in life that you will apply once you face various kinds of trials through the word of God. So worship God, inquire for God's wisdom, seek God's word, and lastly, as you are praying, you need to expect God's answer. Expect God's answer when you pray. Look at what James said. Let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach. So he gives generously in the context of wisdom, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith. And it was defined by James what faith here means. Faith here means with no doubting. Without doubting. And the New Living Translation, it says there, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God. This is who God is in this passage. In our passage today, James is telling us that he is our generous God. But remember the context. Okay? We are talking about wisdom. When we ask for wisdom, believe that God will definitely give you wisdom. He will give you the guidance. He will give you the leading on what you have to do in your life. This is not just about the material things. It's more than material things. Because this is what we need in life. Wisdom. Wisdom. Our God, He is a generous God. So this is our basis why we pray in faith. Why we believe that once we ask for wisdom, why we will approach Him, because He is our generous God who will give us wisdom. So expect for God's answer. When you pray for wisdom, when you worship God, when you inquire for God's wisdom, as you seek God's word, expect an answer from the Lord. Because the Bible also says, this is about wisdom. The context of this is wisdom. In Matthew chapter 7, he said, ask and it will be given to him. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, meaning the fathers here on earth, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In the context, what Jesus is telling there is how we relate to people. It's wisdom. How much more if the earthly fathers here wants to give good gifts to our children, how much more our heavenly Father who will give us good things, especially when we are talking about wisdom. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you are facing various kinds of trials right now, here's the encouragement of the Word of God. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Because God will definitely guide you and lead you. Speaking of prayer, in our radio program, Heartline, our listeners like to ask, especially when it comes to prayer, they always ask, in prayer, do we change the mind of God? Let me tell you this, GCF New Valley, we do not change the mind of God when we pray. Okay? Because we cannot change, because God is unchangeable. That's the truth. According to Malachi chapter 3, God is unchangeable. So we cannot change the mind of God. The principle is that when we pray, we are the ones who are being changed by the Lord. Our will aligns to God's will. Then, He will provide. And definitely, when we pray for wisdom, that is His will. That is God's will. So expect an answer from the Lord. He will definitely give you wisdom. He will definitely give you wisdom. All of us, one way or the other, go through trials. So I don't need to belabor on this. I don't need to give you more illustrations about trials because you know what a trial is in your own life. In our own context, we all have trials. So our action point is this. When you pray to be wise, first, W is worship God. Second, what's the I? Inquire for God's wisdom. Then seek God's word, and then letter E is expect God's answer. Pray for wisdom. Why are we going to pray for wisdom? Because here's the truth, my dear brothers and sisters. God can turn our mess into message, a test into a testimony, a trial into triumph, and a victim into a victory. When we pray for wisdom, that's the end result. We can face with confidence all these trials because of the wisdom of God. So let us pray for wisdom. Again, pray to be wise. Okay? pray to be wise. Worship God, inquire for God's wisdom, seek God's word, and expect God's answer. If you ask and you do not doubt God, then we can face with confidence various kinds of trials. But if we doubt God, look at what the Bible says. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man. What is a double-minded man? The Bible says unstable in all his ways. So James gave a vivid picture to his audience somehow, because they are familiar with the waves of the sea because of the Sea of Galilee. So they know what waves of the sea is. And we all know when you go to beach, when we see waves, it is being driven by the wind. Kaya nga kung saan-saan lang nagpupunta yung waves, right? At ayaw natin ng ganun yung buhay natin, na kung saan-saan lang pumupunta. If we doubt, if we ask and we doubt, we are like that. That is the description given by the scripture to us. A person who doubted God when he asked for wisdom, he is like a wave of the sea. He has no direction in his life. A double-minded man, it means being uncertain, doubting, hesitating. In the original audience, they understood this term because they remember the great commandment. The great commandment is to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, meaning our whole being. So we should never doubt God. There should be undivided focus, attention on God. We should never, ever doubt God in our lives. Today, having a divided mind, we call it being puzzled. We panic. That's having a double-minded man, double-minded mind. Because when we panic, when we get paralyzed, that's the picture of a double-minded mind. And the result of that is that anxiety. That's why we now hear that there is the thing called anxiety attack, panic attack. Because we doubt God. We don't pray for wisdom. The antidote for panic attack, for anxiety, is to pray for wisdom. Pray for God's wisdom. Allow me to share to you a personal story, personal experience of mine with regards to being unstable in my ways. When my wife got sick and she had a dengue, and at the same time, it was about time for GCF Santa Rosa's church camp. So when she got hospitalized, I tend to pray, Lord, pagalingin mo na naman yung asawa ko kasi pupunta pa ako dito. I need to be there because as their pastor, I need to be there at the church retreat. So at that time, I was so puzzled. I don't know what to do. Bakit naman ganun, Lord? Kung kailan ako nagpe-pray naman na pagalingin mo na yung asawa ko, you know what happened? Nag-drop naman bigla yung platelet count niya. Adi lalong hindi kami makakaalis ngayon. There, tarantan-taranta na ako. I am asking the doctor what they need to do, ano ba yung gagawin. Ang daming ginagawa sa kanya habang nakahiga siya doon. Halos kinukulit ko na yung mga doctor. Ano ba dapat gawin? Bumababa na yung platelet. It went down to 20. Ano yung kailangan gawin? Sabi nila, hindi pa raw kailangan salinan. Sabi ko, salinan nyo na kaya nung platelet because of so many things in my mind. Not only my wife, I'm also thinking of the church. Because lumalapit na. Then, it just dawned on me, why are you so unstable in your ways? Why don't you just pause and just pray? Okay? Because definitely, you are not in control, Erwin. I am. I said, I am in control and you are not in control. Even in the sickness of your wife, on what will happen to the church, you are not in control. So pray. So when I pray, when I just go to the presence of God, Lord, what do I need to do? Obviously, of course, if you will say to me, of course, family mo muna, Pastor. Diba? Kaya lang at that time, in my situation, I am thinking of my wife, I'm also thinking of the church. So I don't know what to do. I just pray there, and then all of a sudden, after my prayer, the speaker called me, and he told me, Pastor, I know what you are going through right now. take care of your wife. I will take care of your church. And then it just dawned on me, Lord, I think the wisdom here is, first and foremost, I should take care of my wife. I should not think of the church. Because even if wala na po ako sa church, merong ha-handle nun. Pero walang papalit bilang asawa. Diba? Tama ba ako doon? Sa church, pwedeng may ibang mag-pastor doon. Pero bilang asawa niya, wala nang ibang papalit doon. It's just dawned on me that focus on your wife. Okay, Lord. So I think at that point in time, I have the clarity of my mind that, okay, Lord, I will just stay here in the hospital because the speaker told me that he will take care of everything. And just like that, the Lord, of course, healed her, and then the retreat went well. So, but when I just look back, Lord, ano nga ba yung ginawa ko noon? Bakit nga ba litong-lito pa ako noon? Now, obvious naman minsan yung answer, but when you are, let me tell you, when you are in that situation, mahirap eh. Magulo yun, di ba? Pero doon sa mga nanonood lang, eh, Pastor, dapat ganito lang ginagawa mo. Madaling sabihin yun. Pero pag ikaw na yung nandun, mahirap na yun. So the lesson is, we need to pray for wisdom. Don't panic, don't get paralyzed, but pray. Okay? Pray for wisdom. Pray to be wise. Pray to be wise. Again, when we are in panic mode, that's our picture. But when we pray for wisdom, no matter what is happening, we are at peace. There's calmness, there's clarity of mind when we pray for wisdom. So pray to be wise. Again, worship God, because the Word of God says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when you worship God, as you worship God, inquire for God's wisdom. The Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding, but you should trust God. And our passage today, it says there, ask God for wisdom. And then seek God's word. Always stay in the presence of God. My dear brothers and sisters, seek God's agenda in your life. Always, always read the word of God. Because you will get the principles. Of course, not everything is listed here in the Word of God, but you will get the principles on what we need to do in life. Always seek God's Word. And then, expect. When you pray for God's wisdom, expect that He will answer you. Do not doubt God, my dear brothers and sisters. The very reason sometimes we panic, we get paralyzed, is because we doubt God. So we should stop doubting and start believing. Believe that when you pray for wisdom, He will definitely give you wisdom. He will give you the guidance, the leading that you need as you go through difficulties in life. Pray to be wise. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, Lord, sometimes it's easy to just say these things, Lord God, but it's a different thing once we are in a difficult situation. So, Father, I pray for my brothers and for my sisters here, especially if they are going through difficulties right now. Lord, I pray that may your word really bring encouragement in their lives. And, Father, I pray as they go out of this place, Lord, may they truly pray for wisdom. May they worship you, ask you for wisdom, seek your word. And most importantly, Lord, may they never, ever, ever doubt you, Lord God. Because you are our generous God who will richly provide us wisdom. So, Father, I pray that you guide my brothers and my sisters here, Lord. Would you give them the guidance, the leading, Lord God. Especially, Lord, when they are going through difficult situations right now, give them your direction. Give them your guidance through your word. Give them your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May I ask for our ushers, please, for our giving? Let's pray for our giving. Father, we thank you once again, Lord, because you are our generous God who richly provides us everything that we need. And Lord, again, we ask you, Lord, that may you continue to provide for our needs as a church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, at this juncture, we would like to welcome our first-time visitors. So if this is your first time here in GCF Nuvali, may we invite you to please stand up so we can welcome you in this family. Welcome. Shall we all rise for the benediction? Indeed, Lord, once again, we ask for your wisdom, Lord God, for this congregation, for GCF Nuvali. Lord, give us wisdom, especially when we face various kinds of trials. May the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
God is fighting for us. God is on our side. He has overcome. Yeah, He has overcome. He will not be